Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, one of the regions that we've talked about more and more frequently over the last several years, you and I both have had trips over there, has been the Portuguese wines.
Yeah.
And they, although they're now sort of becoming part of the regular conversation with wines, but they're definitely good values.
Yeah, they are. And they're a lot of fun. They kind of stand alone in their own qualities, and I think it's really attractive.
Right.
I'm going to talk about three that are all from the very nice up-and-coming region of Alentejo, southeast Portugal.
Yep.
Let's start with Dona Maria, a Vinho Tinto, 2020, $20. This is the winery of the legendary Julio Bastos, and it relies heavily on Alicante Boucher and assorted indigenous grapes, and there's a million. And by the way, nearly all Portuguese wines are blends, so we're not surprised by this in the least. This is a dark red. It's a big red. It has an intriguing aroma of tobacco ash, dark cherries, and bright red berries. The wine is dry. The tannins are moderate but influential. And the fruit, it does run dry, but it runs deep. The principal flavor here is tart, dark cherry, and there's side notes of bitter pomegranate. The wine seems to be quite young and undoubtedly is going to develop in time. I think it's a very nice everyday wine. Dona Maria Vinho Tinto, $20. That's a good value for that. Now, here's one that I really thoroughly enjoyed, and boy, you want to talk about value. $14 for this one. It's Vinho de Cutada Velha, which is Portuguese for the old cut. Now, I don't know what got cut, but that's what it is. Maybe it's a topographical feature. Anyway, it's from Alentejo, 2020. This red blend from Alentejo features the indigenous grape called Aragonias and the international grapes of Cabernet Sauvignon and Syrah. It's a full-bodied red that has enough lightness in the mid-palate to make it seem almost medium-bodied. That's unusual. I took a sip, so, oh, this is big, and then 2 seconds later, no, it's not. It's kind of medium-bodied. It starts with a savory aroma of yeastiness, green olives, and black plums. And again, that's kind of unusual. The wine is very smooth with a bit of tannin to it. There's a lot of dark berry fruitiness along with a kind of a high-pitched citrus flavor that floats over the top. So that was a nice counterpoint to it. In the middle, I picked up some things like earthy briars. It's just, you know, really kind of complex. All in all, pretty complex wine. And at $14,
that's
wow,
a deal.
What a deal. Now, my wine of the week is one that I just really fell in love with from the first sip. It's called Terrenos, a Serra da Salma made, and it's Alentejo 2019. $20 for this, and this is a big red from Alentejo, and it's what they call a field blend. There's 10 different indigenous grapes, including, of course, Touriga Nacional. This is a very tasty wine, but it's very deeply flavored, and at 14.5% ABV, it's a heavy hitter. The wine is very dark colored. Its aroma features dark berries and smoky oak. This is a big, dense mouthful, very smooth, and it's with mild tannins, and the flavors kind of blend sweetness and tartness and recall blackberries. So there is a touch of bittersweet chocolate in the finish. Just a delightful wine. A big wine, but just so tasty, so unusual. So I liked it. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.